and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the world, in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Gracious and holy God, you have placed markers before us that daily remind us that we should shout joyfully for the many blessings you have bestowed upon your people. Blessings of health, finances, friendships, protections, safety, talents, and abilities. You are the divine author of every good and perfect gift. We are indebted for all those privileges and advantages. Of all people, we should be most grateful. You have placed us in a time and location that calls us to proclaim your salvation, exalt your majesty, and witness to the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. In this time of turmoil, no people ought to feel greater obligations to celebrate the goodness great disposer of events and those called upon by your name. Father in heaven, we pray for the Alesius family as they and their extended family mourn the passing of Rosa. We thank you, Lord, that the difficult years for Rosa are no longer, and we pray she rests in your loving arms for eternity. Comfort Moses, Mary Ellie, and Sam through this difficult time. We thank you, Lord, for the ones that came yesterday to decorate your house. May it be pleasing in your sight. Father, we pray for our nation and for the swirling and changing events of yet unfinished 2020. Though Thanksgiving Day this past Thursday was extraordinary in the practical sense, we pray that there was Thanksgiving in the hearts of those gathered together. Today marks the beginning of Advent and the exciting anticipation of the celebration of Jesus' birth, the climax of the prediction that unto us the child would be born and the government would be upon his shoulders. Father, as we anxiously look forward to December 25th, we pray that our unsaved friends, family, and our nation would be moved to sink to their knees, take their eyes off themselves and the idols they have sought, and look to the Prince of Peace for their salvation. We pray that the blood of Jesus, that protecting blood and saving blood, would shield your people from the COVID virus. We pray all this in his precious name. Let us arise and together pray the prayer of the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and he gave thanks. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, give us this bread. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
He came not only to be with us, but to be in us. Let us partake together. And he took the cup, and again he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he come. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant that we, who have received the sacrament of his body and blood, may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.